Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to do a super short one, but what I want to do is get people to ask me some questions. You know, is there anything, if you've been listening for a while, that you really want to know about me or about my experiences, my journey, what I've learned so far? Have you got a challenge that you're running into? Have you got a problem, an issue, or something out of the blue? In this episode, we're going to start asking some key questions, and I want your input. Let's go. Okay, so let's dive in. So I really want to use this episode really to ask the audience, the people that listen to this, the awesome humans that are sharing this podcast, what questions do you have? Maybe they're personal to me and my experience, because I know we learn a lot by listening to others' journeys. Maybe it's about a specific podcast. In the past, I've had some fantastic questions that have led to completely specific podcasts about a topic that I needed to expand on. Now, a lot of these things, if I'm doing this in isolation, which naturally I do sometimes, being dyslexic, I can very much go down my internal kind of pathway. I really do need support from the community to work out what you would love to hear. So we're going to, at the end of this, I'm going to add this new feature on Spotify called Q&A. And it allows you to reply in Spotify if you use that as your tool to listen to me. If you don't use it, what you can also do is jump onto truthaboutdyslexia.com. There is a form. If you're happy to fill it in, it will come direct to myself, and I'll be more than happy to answer your question on the podcast. If there's, you know, those are probably the best two ways. I'm not going to overcomplicate it. You can reach out on Facebook and other places as well if you hunt us down, and we will listen. But I'm looking for three or four great questions. Now, these could be related to your own story. They could be related to my story. They could be related to you trying to tell someone something and them not listening about dyslexia. Could just be a rant with a question mark at the end. You know, I'm pretty open to how it comes to me. But, you know, this all started, I got a comment using Spotify on one of our podcasts around morning routines. And the it was by a lady called Evita. I hope it's a lady, but that's what I'm presuming. I'm terrible at sticking to any routine for longer than half a day, one or two days. Do you have any advice on how to stick to healthy routines? Now, I have touched on this in the past, and you know, we all know how valuable routines are to us. I think I made that really clear in a recent podcast, but we do really struggle to stick to them. And if I'm honest, you're gonna struggle. There's never gonna be a day where you're perfect at sticking to routines. But the first thing I would suggest is don't beat yourself up. You know, the first thing is just go, hey, I'm not designed to install new routines easily. That's how I'm not designed. Now, people may listen to this and go, that's a very defeatist attitude. But I'm a great believer, and we need to build on our strengths, and we need to accept our weaknesses. You know, you can spend 100 years fighting to build a weakness up that never gets much better because you're naturally weak at it. You know, it's kind of like someone who's 5 foot trying to grow to 6 foot, you know, and go, my weakness is being short. You know, this is just an terrible example, but, you know, work with it. And, you know, they can work all their life to get taller, you know, but it might never happen. Probably won't happen, shall we say. So it's a lot easier to accept that than it is to try and fight it and go, how can I build on my strengths? And it's the same with dyslexia as well, and stuff like that. Is like, I'm very conscious of my weaknesses. Installing a standard routine the way a lot of people do just doesn't work for me. But working on creative ways around it can work for me. So for example, things I've mentioned in the past that do work for us is environmental changes. So I'm trying to build this morning routine that I was talking about in a recent episode. Now, the biggest thing that's made a difference there is when I get up in the morning to play a video game, which I've allowed into my morning routine, crazily enough, and I'm really enjoying it, by the way. But what I do before I do that is I have to have this drink of electrolytes, because it definitely makes me feel better and more awake before I have coffee. And I also have to make sure I put on my socks and shoes before I play the video game. Now, you might think that seems simple. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build a routine of going for a walk. And before I build a routine of going for a walk, I need to build the routine of getting my shoes on. Because once my shoes are on, it's very likely I'm going to get out that door and go for a walk. Now, if I sit down and play a game and I have a cup of coffee and I'm starting to get comfortable, I'm much less likely to walk out the door. So my environment has made a massive impact, right? So that's a real key tip. If you can kind of add stuff in like that, it will make an epic difference to your routine building. Another thing I always mention as well is don't do too many routines at the same time. We have a terrible habit of trying to change our life overnight, and over basically have 100 things we're trying to change and realize that nothing works, right? So if you are trying to build a very specific routine, own that routine for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, if you go through the year and you've installed by the end of the year 7 or 8 new routines, you know, the results that will come off of those positive routines is massive. You don't have to install 100 new routines, even though you think it sometimes, and even though you want it and you want everything quicker and everything's too slow and you're getting angry and you're getting grumpy and you go, ah, you know, we've all felt that way. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with you feeling that way, but it won't help you. Won't help you build momentum. It won't help you actually build continuity with any of this stuff. So slow it down. Give yourself a break. What's the next thing you need to do? You know, I know for me personally, the routine I have to change is I've started drinking again and I'm not enjoying it. I'm starting to go, this is becoming a little too easy. Now, I'm not an alcoholic in the fact if I don't get so drunk, I go crazy or anything, but it just makes me sluggish and it's not a good thing for me. So I'm going to have a break from it for a few months. And I've realized that is the routine I need to work on. The positive out effect of that is going to be fantastic. It's going to be super, super good. But I need to put a lot of energy into it or a lot of consciousness into it. So I can't be doing 10 other new health routines at the same time. I need to give myself a strong 3+ weeks is what I find for me works to make it all work. So I just wanted to share, guys. So these are the questions I'm after. I want to respond to. Send it to me on Spotify. You can also send it to me via Anchor FM, anchor.fm. You can actually send me a voice question that I can actually play on the podcast, which is pretty cool. Find Truth About Dyslexia on anchor.fm. Send me a voice message. I'd love it. I'll play it on the podcast and I'll respond to your question, or do it through Spotify or the website. So I look forward to answering your awesome questions, and have an epic rest of your day.